Getting to work these days has started to get a little tricky.
I came in walking.
Mohammed Hossein's bus never showed on this snowy morning, so he trudged for 30 blustery minutes to the convenience store in Somerville where he works. Bus or no bus, the doors here needed to open at 7 a.m. He arrived just in time, a line of customers already at the door, and plenty of shoveling to be done.
Too hard for me, but you need the shoveling, people walk easy.
Walking in is not an option for Jocelyn Toll, who commutes from Alston to downtown Boston, where she works in guest services at a Holiday Inn.
Our shift starts at 7 a.m., so it's always dark and kind of difficult to get to the train, at least from where I am. But
Toll spent the evening before this latest deluge of snow stressed about her 7 a.m. start time the next morning, until she got a call from a colleague.
And she said, oh, we can reserve your room here at the hotel so that you can stay the night so that it's just easier, more accessible for you to come in the morning.
But of course, not everybody has that option. Sandy Ledger and Gail Alam-Boulan are nurses at Mass General Dermatology, which has remained open all but one day during this historic clip of wintry weather.
Gotta be in.
We have to be here, so I'm like way stressed.
They've been living the last few weeks between the proverbial rock and a hard place. On this particular morning, Ledger took the commuter rail from Waltham.
My train was supposed to get in at 8:45, but we didn't end up getting here till like 9:30, 9:40.
Alam-Boulan, worried about exactly that, decided against the train.
Today I drove.
How was that?
It was horrible. I sort of skidded on the highway into a snowbank because I couldn't stop.
Then there's George Castaneda.
This one is a two-tripper.
Getting in is just the first of his challenges. His entire day is spent on the roads.
Well, I'm a truck driver. I deliver dairy.
He's been navigating treacherous streets, fighting to find parking, and then once he does...
Also then, clean the spot, then make the delivery. It's not easy, believe me. But hey, someone's got to do it again, so I'm glad to do it, believe me.
Castaneda gets paid by the hour. Between road and restaurant closings due to the weather, he's taken a hit.
So, yeah, absolutely. You can see your paycheck, you know, cut back, you know, I would say a good 25%.
Add to that another expense, courtesy of the snow. Castaneda's school-age daughters have had a lot of snow days. For some, his wife has been able to stay home from work. For others, it's meant hiring a babysitter.
Usually, you know, that's where the money goes, you know what I mean? If I work today, that's probably where the money's going to go tomorrow.
Despite the mounting challenges of this historic winter, nearly every worker that I spoke with remained remarkably resolved, even upbeat. Most said simply that they had a job to do, and one way or another, they are going to find a way to do it. That said, as nurse Gail Alam-Boulan admitted, that doesn't mean it's easy.
I don't know. Florida's looking better and better.
We all hear you, Gail. Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR. Off the Florida Keys, there's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink, melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Kokomo. Aruba, Jamaica.
Steve.